Paul Kwesi Emisa-Afa has been sworn in as Vice President of the Republic of Ghana. This is in accordance with Article 60 of the 1992 Constitution. He was sworn in by the Chief Justice, Mrs. Georgina Wood, after going through rigorous vetting by the Appointments Committee of Parliament. The committee, by consensus, approved the President's nominee for the Vice Presidency. The Chairman of the committee, Edward Do Ajahu, moved the motion for the House to approve the report of the Appointments Committee. The motion was seconded by the minority leader, Osei Chairman Sabonsu. Mr. Emisa-Afa first swore an oath of allegiance administered by the Chief Justice.
I receive the point, Emisa-Afa.
Do in the name of the Almighty God swear.
Do in the name of the Almighty God swear.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Republic of Ghana as by law established.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Republic of Ghana as by law established.
That I will uphold the sovereignty and integrity of Ghana.
That I will uphold the sovereignty and integrity of Ghana.
And that I will preserve.
That I will preserve.
Protect.
Protect.
And defend the Constitution of the Republic of Ghana.
And defend the Constitution of the Republic of Ghana.
So help me God.
Mr. Emisa-Afa also swore the oath of the Vice President.
I receive the point, Emisa-Afa.
Having been appointed to the office of Vice President of the Republic of Ghana.
Having been appointed to the office of Vice President of the Republic of Ghana.
Pursuant to Article 60(10) of the 1992 Constitution.
Pursuant to Article 60(10) of the 1992 Constitution.
Do in the name of the Almighty God swear.
Do in the name of the Almighty God swear.
That I will be faithful and true to the Republic of Ghana.
That I will be faithful and true to the Republic of Ghana.
That I will at all times preserve.
That I will at all times preserve.
Protect.
Protect.
And defend the Constitution of the Republic of Ghana.
And defend the Constitution of the Republic of Ghana.
And that.
And that.
I dedicate myself to the service and well-being of the people of the Republic of Ghana.
I dedicate myself to the service and well-being of the people of the Republic of Ghana.
And to do right to all manner of persons.
And to do right to all manner of persons.
I further solemnly swear.
I further solemnly swear.
That should I at any time break this oath of office.
That should I at any time break this oath of office.
I shall submit myself to the laws of the Republic of Ghana.
I shall submit myself to the laws of the Republic of Ghana.
And suffer the penalty for it.
And suffer the penalty for it.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Thank you, sir.
In his acceptance speech, Mr. Emisa-Afa was grateful to President Mahama for nominating him to the high office. He expressed happiness at the unity shown by Ghanaians following the sudden death of President Mills.
Madam Speaker, the leadership, the Chief Justice, let me begin by thanking His Excellency the President for doing me this great honor by nominating me for this position. I also would like to thank this honorable house, the members of this house, for doing something that is unprecedented in the history of our country. It's a unique occasion. This is the first time that this has happened. And the show of unanimity that the house has exhibited
and the unity that has occasioned. So I was very happy that that the unity that has occurred as a result of the sad event 2 weeks ago is exhibiting itself here. Thank you very much. Finally, these are very few words. I wish to extend a hand of friendship to the many people across this country who in the last week have sent me many messages of encouragement and prayers, especially the clergy, for their words. I hope that I can continue to rely on your prayers for the work that is ahead of us. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Vice President Pakwesi Emisa Arthur. We now bring you a profile on the Vice President.
That was the national anthem from the police band that heralded Mr. Emisa after he was sworn in as the Vice President. Pakwesi Bekwene Emisa was born on the 29th of April 1951 in Cape Coast. He completed his secondary education at the Infantepim School, where he obtained the GCE Ordinary Level in 1961 and the GCE Advanced Level in 1971. He then proceeded to the University of Ghana, where he obtained the BSc in Economics in 1974 and his Master's in Economics in 1976. Between 1983 and 1986, Emisa served as a special assistant to the PNDC Secretary of Finance and Economic Planning, Dr. Kwesi Bochi. He became a Deputy Secretary for Finance in the PNDC government in 1986. Mr. Emisa continued as the Deputy Minister of Finance in the Rawlings government after the establishment of constitutional rule from January 1993 until March 1997, where he was responsible for formulating policy, setting up and implementing the budget, and monitor government spending. In 1997, he resigned as a public servant and worked with several consulting assignments such as Sigma One Corporation, the Danish Foreign Ministry, the World Bank, and the Dutch government. He took over as the governor of the Bank of Ghana in October 2009 after taking over from Dr. Paul Akwa. Mr. Emisa is married with 2 children.
You heard a profile on Vice President Pakwesi Emisa Arthur. Proud to be Ghanaian, this was the phrase on the lips of MPs who attended the short but impressive swearing-in ceremony of Vice President Pakwesi Emisa Arthur. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the MP said Ghana has won in the long run as its democracy has further been entrenched. First to speak was the Minister for Information and MP for Ablikuma South, Fritz Balfour. He said the smooth transition process indicates that Ghana has come of age.
I've known him for over 3 decades, and I know his competence. He's a man of intellect. He's a man of ability and capability. He's a very good economist. He's been through the mill, and he knows what to do. And he's managed one of the greatest institutions in this country, the Bank of Ghana, and he's managed it very ably. So my confidence is soaring. Aren't you proud to be Ghanaian today? It was done with some element of ease, some element of competence, a very strong element of competence. And it shows you that we Ghanaians, when it comes down to the fact and we believe, we do consensus, then we're the best in the world.
Minister of Information Fritz Balfour, the MP for Mpraeso, said Kwame Champong, said the country has done well in upholding the constitution.
I think I'm proud as a Ghanaian, first and foremost. Secondly, we have emerged as a country and have given respect to the practice, the democratic practice and the democratic dispensation. And we now understand each other and allow the rules that we've set ourselves by which we will regulate and conduct business in terms of governance. And I feel very proud to be a Ghanaian based on what we have what has happened. I congratulate the appointments committee by regulating their own business and ensuring that they led the house in the direction which the spirit of the nation is very comfortable with, and all who supported this process in ensuring that we use the law of the land, that is our constitution, to really enhance the governance process after the passing on of our former president. I think we must all as a country be proud of ourselves that we have truly and indeed upheld the constitution that we went into a referendum to use as an instrument to govern this country.
The MP for Mprayeso said Kwame Champong. The MP for New Driving South, Beatrice Boateng, said democracy has come out victorious.
I've been part of the entire process as a parliamentarian, and for this I just want to give thanks to God and to also say that democracy has won the way we have all cooperated to do a constitutional mandate. Democracy has won, and we are grateful to that, except that if I had a chance during the questions, at a point he was talking about savings of hard currency and its withdrawals as if it was not easy, but I would have alerted them that it is easy. Because in some of the countries, Western countries and the like, you save hard currency and you are able to withdraw in the same manner. This was a correction that I felt I should have done. But whatever it is, I must reiterate that democracy has won. And we thank God for that.
That was the MP for New Jobbing South, Beatrice Boateng. The Deputy Minister for Women and Children's Affairs, Hajia Hawawu Boya Gariba, said the smooth transition of the president and his vice makes Ghana the right investment destination.
What I have seen is an interesting Ghana. It's only in Ghana that you can find a few hours after the death of a president, you have a president, and then 2 weeks after his death, we have a vice president, and I am seeing a brighter future for this country. I am seeing that we are going to have a lot of investment, and I'm seeing that we are going to have a lot of development, and I'm sure women are going to be affected by this, and we are going to be great.
Deputy Minister for Women and Children's Affairs, Hajia Hawawu Boya Gariba. Meanwhile, dignitaries who greet the swearing-in of Vice President Emisa Afa have commended the country for upholding the tenets of the Constitution. In separate interviews, they told Radio Ghana that the country has once again become a beacon of hope, even in her trying times. A presidential advisor, Dr. Christine Amwakunyama, says Ghana has demonstrated her maturity.
It's been a fantastic turn of events, and I think Ghana, we have shown that we really are mature democracy.
A lecturer at Gimpa, Professor Kwamina Ahoy, said Ghana's uniqueness continues to stand tall.
I think that the international community will be the best judges of the way this transition has gone. You know, we have had a smooth transition to the presidency, we have had a smooth transition to the vice presidency. The last lap is to bury the late president. Then the world will see that Ghana, we are different, and we are truly different. And what it means is that our democracy has matured.
Expressing her excitement, a niece of the Vice President, Kukua Wachi, said, Mr. Emisa Afa has always had the country at heart.
He's going to be diligent, I'm sure, and he's going to work together with the president. So I'm sure that we are going to form a very good team and that he's going to work very well. We should all be proud as Ghanaians for how those proceedings have been conducted today. He was a very good president, certainly, and I'm very proud to be a Ghanaian, really. Since I was growing up, he was never really around. I mean, he looked after me, and when I was growing up, he was under secretary for PNDC. He served Ghana very well. He's always been out. His father is 89, his mother is 85, and they've had journalists go there, interview them, and all that. So it's a little uncomfortable, but I'm sure they'll get used to it.
Kukua Wachi is the niece of the Vice President Pakwisi Emisa Arthur.